We're with Tomi White now. She's with the All-American Cutter Chariot and Racing Association. She's the secretary. Tomi, thanks for joining us here on SBI.
Thank you, Dan. We appreciate you.
Let's jump into this past weekend. You kicked off the season with kind of a formal event, and then the season continues. We'll have you explain that. What did we have this past weekend?
This past weekend, we opened up with the Old Timers Taps Chariot Races. It's honoring the military and also our old timers that we have had pass, you know, that have obviously passed.
But have been a part of the association over the years, right? They've been a big part of the association.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. We honored them, a special season kickoff at the Cutter Tracks there west of Afton. What's the summary of those who placed where in that event over the weekend?
Well, the ones that took away the placings for this event in the champion was the Butler family, driven by Brenda Butler. The second place was Hard Rock Stables, driven by John Simmons. Third place was Jameson and Woods, driven by Jeremy Woods. And then fourth place, which is also a consolation, was Hanson and Simpson, driven by Hadley Hanson.
We have some new names in there, some familiar names too. And so that starts the season off with this formal event. And how does it go from here?
Well, how it's going to go from here. So with this invitational, anybody and everybody that wanted to participate, we did have five teams come in from Idaho. We had two teams come in from Utah, and seven of the teams were our local racers between Western Wyoming and the All-American. And then we'll start our regular race season on December 19th and kind of go through. We'll have another invitational the first part of January, which will be on the 9th and the 10th, and that's a Western Wyoming invite that we're hoping to bring these people back in for that. And then obviously we will end our season with the Shriners Run Chariot Races on President's Day weekend in February.
So December 19th, we kick off our regular season here at home. What are the times of those races? What time of day do you get started?
On the regular weekends with All-American and the Western Wyoming Racing, they are on Saturdays, and they start at 1 p.m. at the track west of town.
Okay, and the only thing that would change that if we got conditions that are too cold to run or something like that?
Yes. The horses, to be able to run safely, the horses do need at least 12-degree weather so that they do not burn their lungs as they're running. So and if a race needs to be called, we try and get that done on a Friday so that we can notify everybody of people that have signed up to come and race that day. We try and get the notifications out.
Okay.
And if we do have freeze-out days, then we make them up towards the end of our regular season.
Freeze-out days. I like that name. Okay. Fits where we live. Tell me, what else do we need to know as we move into a traditional part of Star Valley? And if we're reminded of that, you drop into the Thane Community Center, and they've got a display there that reminds us just how much it is a part of our culture here over the years.
Yes, correct. Yeah, because the chariot race has pretty much started on Main Street in the town of Thane somewhere around the year 1934. They just, you know, people would pull out their horses and go out and have a good time and started the crowds. And we're just doing our best to keep this tradition going.
Okay, very good. Anything we haven't gone over as we get the winter season underway here?
Nope, I think we're good. We just want to give a shout out to everybody and all of our sponsors and everybody jumping in and helping and having us being able to put this on together. We couldn't do it without the great people within Star Valley, Wyoming.
Tomi, thanks for keeping the tradition alive. Tomi White, she's the secretary, All-American Cutter and Chariot Racing Association, joining us here today on SBI.